The Gemara in Daf Chav Beis and Beis is discussing the din of the Mishnah. We said in the Mishnah that one is not allowed to be matpel a kli besoich kli. You can't put one kli inside another kli and then be matpel it. And the reason for that is, according to one mandamer, is because it's a gzeira that even though one kli inside another kli technically could be a kasher tvila, but if the kli, the outer kli, does not have the size, its opening is not the size of shvaferes hanoid, so it's not considered mechuber to the mikvah, and therefore the kli inside of it is not going to be considered that it had a tefillah because it wasn't connected to the mikvah. That's the reason why it can't be mouthful of kli b'seich kli. Now the Gemara is discussing, and the Gemara towards the middle of the Amid is discussing whether a Am Haaretz is neman to say that he was mouthful the keli kahalacha. And the Gemara says the following chiluk. The Gemara says that that if the Am Haaretz says ma'ilam lohidvati kli b'seich kli, I was makbid to never ever put one kli inside another kli when I'm matvil, then he's naman. He's naman to say that I never was matvil one kli inside another kli. But if he says, hidbalti of lo hidbalti b'kli shen b'fib k'shvaferes anoid, if he says, yeah, I was matvil kli b'sach kli, but I made sure not to be matvil in a kli where the opening is not the size of shvaferes anoid, where it could potentially be a problem, then he's not naman. So if he says, I was never matvil kli b'sach kli, period, he's naman. But if he says, no, I was matvil kli b'sach kli, but I was makbid to do it in the proper way to make sure that the opening is shvaferes anoid, then he would not be naman. So I was bothered with Akasha, which I found afterwards that the Toriyavin asks that Lachari, why is he not Neman over here with Amigu? Lachari has Amigu. If he's Neman to say, I wasn't Matvil in the Kli B'Soch Kli at all, so even if he says, I was Matvil, but I was Matvil in the Kli that I was Makbid not to be Matvil in the Kli that doesn't have the opening of Shafar Sonaid, we should believe him, B'Migu, that he could have said, Loid Valti Klal. If he's lying, he could have just said, I was never matvil in the kli b'soch kli. The fact that he's willing to admit that he was matvil in a kli b'soch kli, but he's claiming not to have done it in a kli that doesn't have the pesach of shefer sanai, that's a migul, and that should give him the nemanis to believe his taina now as well. Right, that's the what's a classic case of amigo. If Lamashal, a person, if I go, Reuven goes to Shimon and says, you owe me $100, and Reuven is kaifer bakal, he says, I don't owe you anything, so he's pater, he's naman. But if he's might have been mixed, if he says, yeah, I don't owe you $100, but I owe you 50, so that's a might have been mixed. A might have been mixed is chayv shvua, because there's reason to believe that he's lying. So the migu should say that even when he's might have been mixed, he should be pater from a shvua, migu that he could have been kaifer akol. Since if I would have been kaifer akol, I would be pater. So now that I'm being might have been mixed and saying, I owe you 50, I'm also pater because I have a migu. Because if I'm lying, why would I bother saying, I owe you 50 and not be believed? I would just be kaifer bakol. I would be kaifer bakol and I would be believed. So from the fact that I said I might have been mixed and I have the ability to be kaifer bakol, that should give me the amanus now when I say, I owe you 50, that is the amanus of the migu. So same thing over here. If this guy would have said, Lloyd Vat, he would be naman. Now that he's saying, I was matful kli b'soch kli, but I was careful not to do because shofar is annoyed, you're not going to believe him. If he's lying, I could have just simply said, I know it was never matful at all, and that should be a raya that I'm saying the truth now. So why is it not naman with amigu? And I thought that perhaps he could answer this alpi a yasaid, which is a chari yasaid, which is pashit, that amigu only helps when we're questioning his nemanis, when we're accusing him of lying. But if we're not questioning his nemanis, we believe him, but we're questioning his ability to make the proper decision or to have the proper yediyah, the halachas, so then amigo is not going to help you, because we could believe you from today till tomorrow that you're not lying, but at the end of the day, even though you're not lying, you might not have the information, you're not amar, so you might not know the halacha, and for that reason we don't believe you. So over here, it could be the reason why he's not neman when he says, I was matvil a but I was makbid on the shir shefer sonoid. It's not that we don't believe him. It's not a question of emanus. We believe you, but we question your yediyah of the halacha. Maybe you're not sure. You're not bucking the shir shefer sonoid. You don't know exactly what the halacha is, and you think you're makbid, but you really weren't. So we're questioning your yediyah, not your nemanis. So when he says, yeah, if he says I was makbid totally not to do kli b'soch kli, so then you're neman, because there's no reason why we shouldn't believe you. We don't question nemanis. But if you're saying I did do kli b'soch kli, but I was makbid on the shir shofares anoid, so you have nemanis, you have full nemanis of the migu, because if you're lying, you would have just said I wasn't matvil at all. So we believe you, but now that we believe you that you did it, you're still not going to be neman, because lemaisa, you don't know the halacha, you're missing the yediyah, and the migu can't override a lack of a yediyah, it could only take care of a lack of nemanis. And this yesod is brought out very clearly by a famous question that Chaim Soloveitchik allegedly used to ask as a bechina, the entrance exam to get into Yeshivas Volozhin. So you do it. There are many, many different questions he would ask to try to be mechad the Talmidim to see if they could think out of the box a little bit. And this is one of the questions that supposedly he would ask. He would ask like this. So the din is that Bari Vashema, Bari Adif. If you have a machlokes between two people, Reuven goes to Shimon and says to Shimon, you owe me $100. And he's a Bari. I know for sure you owe me $100. Shimon says, I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't remember if I do owe you or I don't owe you. He's a Shema. So who do we believe? The din is Bari v'shama Bari Yadif. The one who has the tanya, the Bari, who knows for sure, is better than the one who is a Shama, who is unsure, and we believe the Bari over the Shama. So in fact, Reb Chaim, this is what he used to ask the Talmidim, why don't we believe the Shama with a Migu that he could have tanya Bari? So if the Shama, instead of saying, I don't know, he would have said, no, I don't owe you the $100, and he would have been a Bari, he would be believed. So now that he's tanning a Shama, we should believe him as well. Migu that he could have said Bari, if I'm lying, I would have said I'm a Bari. The fact that I didn't say I'm a Bari is a raya that I'm saying the truth right now when I say, I don't know, why don't we believe you when you say that you don't know? That was his kasha, l'chay, every Shema should be neman with a migu that he could have said Bari. And the Teretz says, l'chay, very simple, the same idea, that it's true, we believe you that what you're saying is true, that you're a Shema, because if you're lying, you would have said Bari. But now that we believe you that you're a Shema, so what? At the end of the day, you don't know, there's a chisaron yedi over here. The problem here is not a lack of Ne'amanis, it's a lack of yediyah. You're a shaman, and you don't know. The fact that you don't know, that makes your taina weaker than the taina of the bari, and the taina of a bari beats out the taina of the shaman, not because we don't believe you, but because it's a weaker taina, because there's a lack of yediyah. So a migu could fill in ne'amanis, it could bring ne'amanis and help us believe you, but when what we're concerned about is not a lack of ne'amanis, it's a lack of yediyah, a migu is not going to help, and that's the chavar you have to say over here, that the chisaron with amaris is not a lack of ne'amanis, it's a lack of yediyah, and therefore there's no room for a migu to help.